Blog Talk Radio.
Fall for you, 'cause I'm falling.
catch me when I fall for you. Cause I'm falling. Will you promise to be there? Stay by my side always.
Protected by her chastity, as she's been introduced to lust in the rawest form. The covers of her book have been removed, exposing the sanctity of her pages. Her seal has been broken through the promise of an everlasting relationship, manipulated through the art of penmanship. Engulfed by the finesse of wordplay, she's stimulated by verbal foreplay as she exposes her nakedness, allowing my pen to violate. I masturbate my tool upon her like a virgin defiled, for her purity has been demoralized by my touch. Sought through blasphemous intentions and filled by lustful thoughts, I desecrated her untouched beauty with the indulgence of my unique stroke. Stimulated by the sensation of ejaculating black ink all over her unblemished white sheets, I realized her page belonged to me, So I continued my release as she welcomed my erotic thoughts and passionate expression by giving birth to my signature, I am anonymity. Ladies and gentlemen, poets and poetess, poet greatness, tonight you are tuned into the Full Real Entertainment Network, and tonight Epiphany Radio presents for you Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pen's perspective. As always, every other Friday night, I am your host, Anonymity, along with my gracious co-host, my friend, Deep Pearl LaNegra. And tonight, the call-in number is 319-527-63300. Like every other night this week, you know what to do. Call in, get inspired, press 1 to be heard. And tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Shout out to my brother, the CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. Full Real, the poet Douglas. We going to be opening up the Crown Royal Lounge tonight. As always, it's the Purple Light Special. We're going to jump into one more song, and we're going to get this show started. I'm going to catch y'all on the flip side.
Let me start by saying sorry. Some days I take your time for granted. You could be the star in my universe if I just took time to plan it. Told me secrets you ain't wanna. Trust is big for you, that's why I'm keeping it a hundred. Crazy wanna. Bullshit in common just keeps us apart when we should be starting to keep our promises. We could be promising. You say I'm closed off. Let's open up and take our clothes off. I don't want nothing in between us. Nothing there to stop the feeling. Got me thinking this might be love. Oh, yeah. Don't be sorry, just be careful, baby. Know my heart is fragile. Say shit that you don't really need. That's just hard to handle. I love how it was when it was just me and you. They know the truth, so we gon' watch how we move. But nothing beats the feeling that you're giving me, even if it ain't forever. Ooh, just keep it honest. We made some promises. They got opinions, but that won't change a thing. We got each other. Let's shut the world off and take our clothes off,
I
baby.
Don't want nothing in between us.
Ooh, oh. Nothing there to stop the feeling.
Yeah.
Welcome back, poets, poet greatness. And wow, it's been 2 weeks since I've been here. I sit back and think about it. A lot happens in time, which kind of brings us to sort of my discussion, you know, what I kind of felt to talk about tonight. And it's just that if you caught the intro of tonight's songs, one song was a recording of mine, Black Ink, White Sheets. That's the name of the song, Black Ink, White Sheets. I like it. It's one of my early on, something that comes close to heart. But I think about that, Black Ink, White Sheets. And as I talk about getting ready to get into this discussion tonight, I wanted to bring my co-host forefront, as she deserves, on front stage where she belongs, Miss LaPearl in Negra. You there with us?
I'm here. How you doing tonight?
Tonight is a vibe. It's just a vibe. Like, I'll be honest, I am great first and foremost. And how are you?
I'm pretty awesome. I'm pretty awesome. And it's always great to be here, you know, riding shotgun with you.
It's a pleasure to have you. It's definitely that for me. So, you know, I was kind of talking about just vibing on that topic, that song, Black Ink, White Sheets. And, well, we can start there. What's your thoughts? It was introduced, you know, tonight. I do, you know, as for now, for in the immediate, I think I want to make it kind of part of the show. I like how it introduces, you know, the show. And, again, to Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pen perspective, talk about some Black Ink, White Sheets, but what did you think about it?
Okay, well, first off, I think the key word in it goes great because this is a poetry platform. It has the word ink in it. That right there sets it off for me. Am I echoing?
No. Let me put me on mute for a second, make sure it's not me, because I got a lot of devices. Hold on.
I don't know. Sometimes it can happen. Sometimes not. But as I was saying, I think it's a really, really dope piece. And I would love to hear that as an opening for the show from here on in, because it suits this show, period. Iron sharpens iron, just the word black ink, period. And I mean, it's a great piece altogether. From the first time I heard it, I really fell into it. And to hear it again, it only gets better. I really, really like that piece. And, yeah, I think it'll be a great idea to incorporate it into the show. Keep it as an opening for us.
You know, I appreciate that. And I ask the feedback, because it's really what this show is all about. Talk about Black Ink, White Sheets. I mean, what do you do with that? You know, when you see art in word form, when you see expression, when you explain in metaphors, when you drop stanzas behind your expressions, I just think that it's so much that can be done. It's the place where, you know, I have a poem, I forget even which one, but where it says, where wisdom, you know, gets trapped between the lines of expression. And it's like, there are no boundaries to where you can go. Black Ink, White Sheets. Like, just think outside the box and grow. So I just, you know, like I said, it's a vibe for me tonight. So if I catch off guard, because I wasn't even thinking about where to go. I've been on Black Ink, White Sheets in the studio, and it's not nothing that you heard tonight. Like, I am challenging, I'm going to be honest with you, I am challenging myself to write in gospel, but express it in so many different ways. I'm working on a project right now that I just about finished the first track for it. The first song, I already have the second one written, already ready to go, the beats being created. But I don't have a voice for singing, but I have singers. I have musicians. I have snippets from screenplays. I got thoughts with the snippets to create video. Like, and it's on so many different topics. It's just there are no limits to what can happen. My goal, what I would like to do is within the next 2 years be 100% seeing my life just black ink, white sheets, and being able to be responsible. You see what I'm saying? Right now I can't do that 100%. It takes up time. So it's just my thoughts with the black ink, white sheets whole concept about there are no boundaries there. There's people right now in prison, if you will, that's staying alive mm-hmm. because of black ink, white sheets.
Wow.
It's just as it's that's nice to vibe for me. Yo, I love it. I love it. But what's good with you, Queen? You know, we're here on the show. I know what you do. You stay wicked with your pen. So every time I talk to you, you know, we spoke the other day, and you was getting ready to go jump on a get down, and it was like 8:00, and the get down got, you know, start at 9:00, and there's a topic, and you was like, oh, let me, you know, I'm getting ready for the show, and that's dedication.
Let me tell you something. Last night,
mm-hmm.
we was the get down, and I started writing my piece after I got off the phone with you, and I wrote that mm-hmm. piece, right? And I figured, mm-hmm. okay, so I store most of my pieces now in my tablet. I have a file that I specifically store my poetry, right? And then sometimes I'll go in there and I'll jot something down real quick, a line that'll hit me, and then I'll leave it there. And I said, okay, well, I got the lines. I'm going to clear out some space in my tablet in this file, right? And mm-hmm. I deleted the piece, okay? Mm-hmm. I deleted my piece. And I panicked because the show had started, and I was like, please, God, don't let me be the first microphone that they open because I don't have anything right now. Luckily, somebody up there in the universe was working with me because I was behind two callers, and they gave me just enough time to try and write something else, and I did, and what I came up with, they actually liked it. I shocked myself.
Let me just reflect on what happened. So you lost the piece that you came prepared with, the piece that when we jumped off the phone, you was writing for the show. You lost that right
uh-huh.
before. And in the process of the intro to the show and two pieces before you, you composed a whole other mm-hmm. piece ready for the get down.
Yep.
Did I hear that? Wow.
Yes, it scared
wow.
the hell out of me, I'm trying to tell you. That was such a stressful moment because they had just opened up the show, and J-Rob and Poetic were actually having their commentary. They, you know, their friendly banter, and then they were getting into their pieces, and I was clearing out the space as they were speaking. And I don't know what happened, but I deleted my whole piece. I said, you got to be kidding me.
Wow.
I said, oh, my God, no, Lord. And that's when I started. I was like, please don't let me be the first mic that they open. And
but that's,
it just so happened.
That's the
like
universe.
Said,
that's
yeah.
the, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the universe.
Yes.
Nah, Queen. So, wow. So, woo. I just had to think about that for a second, to compose the piece. I would love to hear that piece, and I'm not sure if that's what you came prepared for, you know, Iron Sharpens Iron. But I want that too, unless they're two and one, if that even makes sense. So I know you got something for Iron Sharpens Iron.
I do.
You know, some calls out there in the universe as well. I see y'all. What's good? What's good? I'm getting to you. And, yeah, so if you don't mind, I would love to offer the mic because it's in 2 weeks. I'm going to say before I give the mic to you solely,
mm-hmm.
I have been working hard in the studio that I haven't even caught. I caught two shows this week, and one of them had to be on playback between work. So this platform gives me life. So as I get ready to begin hearing, you know, the first poem of tonight from you, I just want to stop and pause one more time. And the reason why I want to be able to do this, I spoke earlier about being able to kind of, you know, write full time and be able to pay the bills and what needs to be done, you know, pay my tithes. I want to thank you for that type of dedication, because you push me to keep focused. I can get every, I got so many, you know, you look, you already know. And this is where my peace resides. This is where I can be free. So I just want to stop and pause for a moment for what poetry, this art form, this creativity does for me, for anyone out there who wonders, you know, if not anybody out there. If there's anybody listening, I know the callers that call and understand exactly what I'm about to say, whether they call in the spirit or call and listen. I know they're going to understand exactly what I'm about to say. But when this art form is truly your peace, everything that, you know, to the choir member, going through something recently, when I got to meet with the faces of the voices that inspire me every day, I had a tragedy occur in my life an hour, not even a full hour before getting there. That's how I arrived. And poetry at night uplifted me and got me through a very stressful time. Even down to the point that what the genre was for, it wasn't that I needed at that moment. But without even having to ask, a couple brothers, our CEO, Larry Maddox, for real, the poet Doug was talking about, him, my man J-Rob from the Get Down Show, which actually got me started in this whole on this platform, this Epiphany family, him, Poetic, the show, Keith Eric, counterpart on the flip side of Friday, every other Friday when I'm not here, you catch Renaissance Poetry at the same time. We got out there and we ciphered, and it was a family having a family reunion, and it was the elders of the family, and they were listening. We didn't even realize at first. They were in tune. These are the elders. These are the ones that we would call sir, ma'am, out of respect, for those that understand respect. And they enjoyed us. Down to the point that turn around and we got to give them a little bit of an encore out of respect. Say, well, myself. When I got back to my car, I became that same person that had to deal with the tragedy. That experience gave me strength in half when I first heard the news. Because when I sat there in the parking lot and the bottle that I had to go share with the family, I cracked right there and had my first two drinks before I even got there. And those folks, my family, understanding the art, when I left, I had strength that got me through. That's what this platform does. So as I get ready to start and hear this poem, as you're about to begin for us with the first poem of the evening, I just want to thank you, and I want to thank everybody else out there that understands this art form for what it is. This is why I'm here. This is why I do this. This is what I relate to. This is a lifesaver. It doesn't have to be poetry. It just has to be your passion. Feel your passion. Use it positive in a way to uplift somebody else, because while you might even think it's mediocre, it's everything to the next person that's an earshot away and don't even know your name. I promise you. That's why I'm here. So, Queen, I know I'm going to get off my soapbox, but tonight's evening has started. This is Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pen's Perspective. Just my perspective with you for the evening. So, Queen, I'm going to do as I promised to do probably about 5 minutes ago. Y'all out there like, you long-winded. I know. That's why I'm on radio. I'm going to pass you the mic. Let you do your thing, Queen. I'm tuned in.
All right. Thank you. I have to say thank you as well to you before I get started. I can give you the piece I did last night, but the one I intended for tonight, I'm going to start off with that. And this is Untitled. but I have to let you guys know this is actually inspired by one of the family members of Epiphany. He is actually the station manager of Epiphany Radio. His name is Dan Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. He's been kind of pushing my pen a little bit, and this is what it comes from. You gave me love as sweet as the cry of a night bird across the field of the entering new spring. And the sun rises for me every time you open your beautiful eyes. When I was ready to abandon my heart, you reminded me of how beautiful it feels when our spirits dance, the times our flesh meshed, because you were the only one ever able to interpret my ocean. And I pray you never go away, because I would miss your beautiful energy close to me. Sips of you would never do. I want to drown in you. If you would just keep listening, keep reaching for my light of love, you would feel it seeking to cover and help you remember our touches from lifetimes ago. Because your essence was sown into the stitches of my heart. And our connection has been foretold between the pages of a book that sits at the edge of the universe. And no matter where I go, my heart will always be drawn to you, because tasting your ecstasy goes beyond physical. So expose my heart to the stars in your galaxy, and I will give you the only key that unlocks the dedicated transparency of my soul with an unbreakable bond of a celestial love affair. And that's that piece. Now, ladies and gentlemen, my next piece that we did last night, it was a prompt from The Get Down. And the question was, who would you like to poetically have dinner with? And my choice was Maya Angelou. So this piece is called A Taste with Maya. I would love to have dinner with Maya Angelou, just to feel her energy and hear her voice of wisdom. I would tell her how I held my head high when I found me, because I fell in love with the hue of my brown skin, the fullness of my lips and the sway of my hips. How the tangles of my crown would fall and lay down to caress my shoulders when the wind whisked through it. To tell her she's my idol for the strength her words helped me to see within myself and tap into the phenomenal woman I'd become. I would talk to her about the similar things of my situation and that they were really real in this life. Use my tears to cleanse, and I'd never again hide my smile. And there was never anything difficult uttered from her lips. She always spoke with simplicity through her lyrics, like being a rainbow in someone's cloud. As I am a light worker and a giver, that I love the most. I would love to have dinner with Maya Angelou, to just be in her presence. And surprisingly, I wouldn't have a lot to say, but to simply tell her, thank you. And that's that piece.
All right, I'm going to work my way backwards. First of all, that was a piece of genius that even made it even more amazing of how it was composed. That means whatever you were tuned into, the two poets that went before you and the showstoppers, the show starters, they know why I call them showstoppers. You said J-Rob and Poetic. Say less. The inspiration that came with it composed something that I love everything that you did with that. To think about the time frame to come together. That was just the art taking form the way it was supposed to, and you following its lead. That was a collaboration of genius and talent and skill. When it you came, I'm glad I did ask for that. I'll be tuning into that. I'll be up late tonight. I'm going to have to work tomorrow late because when I seen the topic, oh, my goodness. Like, you know, I know that was the topic on Iron Sharpens Iron because it's designed to come together and talk about feedback, some honest feedback, because you know me, I'm going to give it to you raw. I ain't going to give it to you. I'm going to do it the right way, but I am going to give it raw. You're going to get my honest opinion. I'm saying, I understand it's the art. I'm not going to go in there and dog nobody's art because I see art in anything that's expression and you putting it out there. And I don't even sit back and try to be the one who tries to claim how things should be. I'm the one who follows your lead and understand your style and tell you if you're maximizing what you were designed to do. That's me. So I'm going to give it to you raw. And that piece was, I love everything with that. I'm going to listen to the whole show. The topic, piece, love it. The poem that you came intended with tonight. Once again, talk about expectations and getting to the point where you see, you come to expect something. I'm going to tell you to tell it to you of two sisters tonight. What you came with originally for the Iron Sharpens Iron show, what you had put together for that one, listen, that is La Perla Negra at her finest. That is her with the lights down, looking like nothing but stars behind her, glittering in her dress with a smile on her face, taking a stage as she only can and giving us what she does. That was beautiful. It made me already know what I'm going to do for a quick poem tonight, but I'm not even going to do it right now. I'm just going to do a poem that back into that because we got callers and I was long-winded tonight. I am not going to hold the mic when I get a chance to listen to some art and I see hands up. But I got a piece. But I got to have an intro tonight. So, beautiful piece.
And I'm thank you.
So,
thank you.
I'm gonna take a moment.
So nice.
I want to get a. Oh yeah, you know I love, love, love. That's why you here helping me. Like yo, you look. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. So I was thinking that we jump into a quick station identification. Talk about black ink, white sheets, and what's inspired by those two things coming together. Is your art form, you know, just 100% all in behind poetry, song, or do you expand it? Do you see bigger? Or do you inspire with your words? Are you a coach? Are you taking time to, maybe it doesn't come from poetry within us. That's why it's the art. So are you, you know, just what are you doing with it? It's just, I'm thinking about it. I'm in there going right in the gospel album. Can't anybody turn around and call me whatever they want to call me. I don't do this thing for profit. I do it because I do seek the truth in my own life, and I don't discriminate. I understand. I listen. I pay attention. I believe. I'm led. I understand being led. But what does black ink, white sheets do for you? So you ready to get into these into tonight's show?
I am so ready, and whenever you're ready. Okay, you said we're going to do a station ID first?
Oh, yeah, we're going to get a little station ID. We got to make sure that recognition for this whole platform is acknowledged, and we're going in tonight.
All right, I got you. Got one right here for you. I'm lagging a little bit. Give it a second, people. You know how these devices are. I don't know. It's supposed to start playing,
you know,
but it's kind of lagging.
Hey, you know how this
and
is.
And I can't
right
even.
When it starts, we will put it on pause, catch it on the flip side. But, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into the Full Real Entertainment Network. And tonight, Epiphany Radio presents for us Iron Sharpens Iron, A Royal Pen's Perspective. I am your host, Anonymity, along with my co-host, my friend, the one and only Miss Sexy herself, Miss La Perla Negra, my co-host. As always, the call-in number is 319-527-6300.
Call in, listen in, be inspired, and as always, dial that one to be heard. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? And big shout out to the CEO, author Larry Mehta, a.k.a. for real, the Poet Douglas. The Crown Royal Lounge is now open, so as always, the Purple Light Special is in effect. Get you one. And Vegas don't have nothing on us. So we're going to get into our first caller for the evening, Ms. La Perla Negra. Who do we have on the line?
We have a area code 219. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, sister. This is Brother O speaking.
Hey, Brother O. How you doing?
What's good, Brother O?
What's up, in the mid? I'm doing well. Thanks for inviting me out. Thanks for inviting me out to your show this evening.
Hey, brother, listen. You call in, we get a chance. You know, we talk about this show, and hearing your voice is nothing but love. So I thank you for the support. I thank you for your art. I thank you for your pieces. I thank you for, you know what I'm saying, being like-minded and share it the way that you bring it. Because, you know, it's a pleasure to have you here. So what's good, my brother? How you been?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing well.
My man. Well, we was talking a little bit tonight about what this Black Ink and White Sheet does for us when we put it together. And, you know, just sitting back there and thinking about it, when you do put pen to paper, do you find it where you kind of stay like, where's your creativity flow? You know what I'm saying? Not how it flows, because I hear some things, but just give us a little bit about how, you know, Brother O see it. I'm just curious to know tonight.
I believe I see the world from a strange, I mean, most of my poetry is almost 90% of it is inspired by things that I've experienced or have occurred in my life. It's shared a lot of things that I've been through, and in my personal life, shared a lot of things about, you know, to speak the truth about what's going on around me. That's how I put pen to paper, that's all. My form of expression of how I really feel about things.
Okay. So if you don't mind me asking, man, how long you been writing? How long is, you know what I'm saying? And not only how long, like, when you started, for some people I know it's just something they always did. And much, much, much respect to them for understanding from the gate. But for some of us, we found it later. Or had on the back burner for a long time, and I was one of them people. So just, you know, how long have you been writing? And, you know, if you can remember, if it wasn't something that was just a name, something had to be brought out, like what brought it together for you?
I guess I started writing 14 years ago because I knew that I was good at writing when I was in college, and I just didn't know where it would take me. After experiencing some tragedies in my life, experiencing some difficult times, I just started writing. Just picked up that pen and paper and started writing about my experiences and just share my story with the world, brother, because it was all about poetry, telling your story to your life experiences with others. And I think that's the authenticity of this art. You're able to express yourself how you see fit. And you don't have to sound like a particular person. You don't have to have a writing style like a particular poet. I don't believe in that. I believe in being your authentic self all the time.
Hey, that's what it's about. It's about that free expression. Like I always talk about,
exactly.
You know,
from time to time, Ms. LaPerlinega, you know, just think about how we talk about what we genuinely love and respect to the art form that the individual who brings you set of expectations when you start hearing certain people. You know, so I feel you 100% on that. You know, and one thing that I was considering is just, with, I guess, with tonight when I talk about the creativity, I'm reserve that question because I would love to hear your poem, and I'll finish with that question. You know what I'm saying? After I give, you know, feedback and respect to what you do. So with that being said, I'm gonna turn the mic over to you, my brother.
Thank you. The title of this piece is called Love is Demonstrated Through Actions, Not Just Words. It's one of my classic love and relationship poems. Where are my real brothers in the building this evening? I need to have a real man-to-man conversation with y'all if you don't mind. Because it's important to demonstrate your love through actions, not just words for your woman. You know, my brothers, we all often have the tendency to neglect the importance of backing up our words with our actions through showing our sisters how much we love, appreciate, and care for them every now and then. You can tell a woman how much you love her with your words all day long. However, you have to demonstrate it through your actions, because in this situation, love is a verb, not a noun. Verbs are words that demonstrate our direct or indirect actions. Nouns are words that describe people, places, and things. By keeping your lovely queen around and avoid the possibility of her shopping around for another brother's attention and company, this will be very carefully. My brothers, there are so many small gestures at your disposal for you to demonstrate your real love through your actions in addition to your words, because there's one thing to talk about doing something special for your queen. It's another thing to actually do what you said that you're going to do for her. I ain't saying to spend your whole paycheck to do something extravagant for her. What I mean by that is do something that is out of the ordinary or out of character for you just for your queen. Remember, love is demonstrated through your actions, not just your words. You can keep it simple like buying her a car, special message, or a short love poem expressing how much you love, care, and appreciate her. Buy some flowers and sell her favorite things. Cook dinner for her, clean the house for her, and watch her shock surprise on her face. Take her out at night on the town. Go out for a walk and show your affection style without shame. Take her out to her favorite restaurant and treat her out on your dime. Do something romantic for her. Give from the kindness of your heart. Participate in one of her favorite activities without you murmuring and complaining for once. And then you'll get those extra special treats in return, if you know what I mean. My brothers, you need to remind her that you're there for her. You need to stay on point and pay attention to her needs, wants, and desires. And you need to show her how much you love her before she disappears in the thin air and out of your life for good. Now, don't get upset when you happen to see her in another brother's company because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Real women need us as real men to demonstrate our true love, because it involves more than the physical connection. It's that special spiritual connection, the foundation that you share together that keeps your relationship of man's going strong. More lessons to take away from this poem. Keep that connection strong. Because communication will resolve any situation. Stay consistent with doing the small gestures daily. And always remember to stay consistent in demonstrating your love through your actions, not just your words. That's at peace.
Miss La Perla Negra.
No, brother. Consistency is the key to everything. This is what keeps us going, motivates us, and makes us want to stay where we are and work through whatever it is, the situation that we're in. Your pieces are always nothing but the truth. And you are always you have always been transparent with us, with what's going on with you and the things that you have been through. And you still hold tight to everything working out. And that is like a beacon of light for people. Regardless of what we are going through, life is still to be lived until it isn't. And I push that as well with people. Just because we hit a speed bump in life, that does not mean that we cannot continue to go forward. Okay? It's just sometimes spirit needs to get our attention about something and have a talk with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I love you. I love your pieces. I love your wordplay and everything. It's awesome, as always. And I thank you for coming through. Anonymity?
No problem. No problem, my sister.
Brother O, you know, something that you said, can you hear me, brother?
I hear you clearly, my brother. Go ahead.
My man, something that you said coming on this show this evening, you kind of let it be known that there's no boundaries for the platform when you share your expressions of gift. And you are 100% correct in that, because you come with a message. I just put that on the events page. You come with a message. And, you know, often in that message, man, first and foremost, let me start here. I listen, and it's real. You give the real. You, even down to sitting back there, we never met face-to-face, anything like that. And I sit back and I just feel like that I understand where you be coming from, because I do, that I can relate, that almost like if we was walking down the street, I could walk up to you, know exactly who you are, and give you a pound, my brother, because you bring the real.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can see when you talk about what you see through your eyes, and you come with a message, and everything you have to say is real. I would challenge you to do something. This don't even have to do with necessarily the black ink and white sheets on the paper. You got something that can guide people. Wrong words. But I would ask, what's the furthest that you can think? Because you share something that's real, that you could impact somebody's life with your vision, with what you've seen and what you've seen. If a person sits back and they listening for certain types, like you got a lot of people that, you know, I think about rap music today, and I keep it 100, like the stuff that's, you know, mainstream is detrimental for people who don't have a certain type of guidance, certain type of thing, seeing what we've seen, but it's the catchy beats and it's the glamorous things that they witness on TV, what they're talking about, even though it's destructive, you might not catch their ear. You might not catch their ear. But with the vision of what you have, what you see, what you've seen, how you care, even with the, you know, our women, I might be echoing, I'm not sure I'm going to back up from this thing, but hold on, let me see if we got too many mics open. Hold on.
You sound fine.
Okay, I'm coming through for this. Probably my phone, my area, in case my call drops. But, yeah, it's just that you have such you have a vision, man, and I just challenge you to see everything, to think what you can do to reach the ears that won't even listen because they need to hear what you have to say. How you seen it? the authenticity of it, the realness behind it.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's where I would challenge you to use the time and the vision to put black ink to white sheets. And how would you reach that person? It's not going to listen. And they don't even have to be in the form of a poem, because they might not listen. They might not pick a book and read. Just there's no limits, like you said in the beginning, to what we can do with our vision, our expression. And I've been hearing what you're consistent, what I know Brother Oda B. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what my little tidbit for you and my thoughts about what you do, what you'll get inspired through me, what I've seen that, you know what I'm saying, this is what I do, how I live it. So that's just keeping it 100 with you, brother. And as always, you got some, pardon the way I say it, because I mean what all gangsters say. You got some shit to say that people need to listen to. Keep it 100 with you, my brother. Real talk.
I appreciate that. Appreciate it, man. I truly appreciate that.
Come on, man. Well, listen, you know how we get down here at the Iron Sharpens Iron Show, that Crown Royal Lounge over. And I know one thing about it, when you come through, you always keep it in the right place. You keep balance to it. So, you know what I'm saying, my brother, respect all due to you. Got it right there. How you know what I'm saying, your vibe is there for you. So, one love, one mic to you, and thank you for coming through.
Thanks for having me.
My man.
One mic.
Wow.
It's a pearl and nectar.
Yeah.
Brother O can, you know what I'm saying, come through and drop some wisdom. Like I said, tonight was a vibe from the beginning, you know what I'm saying? And he had some stuff, you know what I mean? He got some things to say. So I want to keep this thing going on. He out there chilling out there in the Crown Royal, keeping the spot hot. You know what I'm saying? Everybody good. You know what I'm saying? It's needed. It's really what's needed. It's not everything that everybody wants. I know sex sounds good. You know what I'm saying? We don't like it. You know, for the young kids out there like that, yeah, that money was glamorous, but you got to, you know what I'm saying? They still need guidance.
Absolutely.
They still need guidance. So, brother, my man. But who we got next up on the mic?
We got us, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. How you doing tonight?
I'm sure fine. How y'all doing?
Man.
Good.
What's how y'all doing tonight?
Oh, man. You know what the vibe over here.
Yeah.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
What's up? Man, so we sitting here chilling in the building talking about black ink, white sheets. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it stretches beyond just writing poetry sometimes. It's about, you know, a vision. You know, expression's part of it. But Mr. Automatic Charismatic, you here with us, so you already know. I mean, trying to find out how to, you know, what boundaries does black ink, white sheets have on you, if any at all?
I mean, for me, I cross all barriers. You know what I mean? You say boundary like a line or something like that, or drawing a line?
No. When I say boundaries, I mean, are there any boundaries? Like when you sit back, like I've been speaking the past week, man. I've been in the studio. I'm like, I'm writing and recording a whole gospel track, and that does not mean me. Most of the tracks I'm not even on. I am doing things where I'm using my creativity to reach other artists and their art form. That's just a vision that I have. I was talking to Brother O, and I was kind of thinking about, you know what I'm saying, the way he see life. For those that's not going to sit back and have the understanding enough to sit back and listen to wisdom when it's being spoken, you know what I'm saying? How would he reach those that's kind of defiant to hear what they need? Because I see that in that poet. So when I say boundaries, a lot of us don't have boundaries. So I was pretty much, you know, asking if there are any boundaries that you stay within.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, my man. Yeah, I think you started off where you were going.
When I speak, a majority of times it's with the ancestors. You know, I take the ancestors within my poems, and depending on the poem.
Okay.
You know, I'll be their voice to teach.
Right, right, right. I hear that in your poetry, brother. I definitely do. That's one of the things that I come to when I talk about expectations. You know, when I talk about expectations on Iron Sharpens Iron, man, it's not just about the topic that you're on. You know, when I get to listen to a Mr. Automatic Charismatic, it's sitting up there expecting you to bring what it is that you bring. And if you want to flip it, if you ever do decide to flip it, because you never know what's coming in artistry, you're going to share it so you know what you typically bring to the table, so you know how you, what you got and the creativity around it. And it doesn't have to be in art, just be in the art. You know, talking to Brother O, it was like reaching a community. You know, some people, they haven't, you know, they can take what they get on paper, but what inspires that? What all do we do with that when I talk about black ink, white sheets? What all does it inspire? Like you said, you can teach, man. I love it. And I love where you be going because you speak from the ancestors. So respect to you, because that is what I come to expect from you. And I just love this art form. So like I said, it's a vibe. And I know you come to bring something for us tonight, and I'm here to tune in and, you know what I'm saying, give you my honest thought expression on your gift, brother. So with that, I am going to turn the mic over to you to let you do your thing. The mic is yours.
All right. Name is Freestyle. It's called call this Time to Pay Up. We are here today to let America know what they must do. Sometimes you don't have a choice. Did the ancestors have a choice? When the birds and the vibes are speaking right into the plantation, did they have a voice in the bloody situation? When they were being hit by the whip, what was their voice? Tell me this. The hands are picking up cotton with the blood right there. What was their choice? And it make me wonder how America feels like they should not pay up, but acknowledge the travesty that's happened to my people. We are here to come at this place to show that how much a crime has been committed, how America wants to be acquitted. We are coming with a force. Words to encourage the souls of the ancestors. Speak the promise. Come right into the land, breaking those chains from the dishonest. We are here for every plantation that was indirect. What did America do? Knocking down our own communities. Shout out to Black Wall Street, Rosewood, and many more. I guess in these days, we got to work like never before. When will America pay up? When will America go ahead and change what they have done? But it can't be changed. It's all the pain and the ideas. Realistic. How my people working the plantation every minute. How in the cotton have you forgotten? America was full of the rotten. And with the Jim Crow laws, what it draws to say that we could not vote. But when we vote, we don't even vote for the right representation. America, pay up. America, pay up as I take a deep breath. America, pay up. like there's no time left. Mr. Automatic Carriage, Mike, the Lyrical Engine, he gives in the Mon and Piper and Draw.
Miss La Perla Negra.
You know what, Otto, you always do pieces that wake people up. So I know, like I always say, I know you're pissing folks off because they don't want to be awakened. They don't want their eyes open to the truth. And the truth is ugly sometimes, but it is the truth and it needs to be told. And this is what you do in your pieces. And I'm a fan of that. I like that because it's so much covered up chaos and ugliness that must be seen, that must be told. And this is what you do. And I really, really appreciate it. And I love you. And you know, I'm envious because you can freestyle. I can't do it. Even though I was told by another poet, it ain't nothing but talking. But some of us have it like that and some of us don't. And unfortunately, I'm not one of them ones that does it. So I will always feel like I'm like a step behind you because you can freestyle. And I appreciate it, though. So thank you.
Anonymity. Thank you. I love your poetry, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Automatic.
Yeah.
That the first and foremost, I tried freestyling. I suck at it. Bad. I mean, sometimes I think if I got the, you know what I'm saying, right shot or, you know what I mean, behind me, you know what I'm saying, I think I could do a little something. But I'm not great with freestyling. So I always give, I got to give respect to it. Not only that, to give respect to the freestyle, the fact that you stay on topic through it all makes me, brings me first think. You got some shit to say. Real. But I'm going to ask you, if I can ask you a question. Could you take everything that you, for the most of it, the majority of what you just spoke, and could you pen that?
You say pen it?
Follow my question. Yeah, could you pen that? Could you take what you just did in a freestyle? And if I was to say to you, yo, let me get it. Like, if I was to ask you right now to post it on the event page, I know it's not there. You freestyled it. But, I mean, if I were to say post it on the event page, say next week, could you give me that poem back?
That's one thing with the freestyle.
Right.
Are you talking about the meat part?
About the, right, the whole direction of the poem. Like you said, that was a freestyle. What I would love to hear from you, because I was listening to that piece, and I was thinking to myself, I wonder what would happen if he wrote a piece that he could go back to and do some things with it and go back to. And I'm just wondering what might come from that. Because I don't know if I ever heard you give me a piece that you flip back on. Because I can't write a freestyle. Most of my poems start off one way, and then when I go back to it, it does some other thing. So I give kudos where and credit where it's due, because I can't do that. And you got some things to say, and I was just thinking, man. It was just a thought, like, if he was to sit back, and I wonder if he wrote something, because if it's dope like that, like if it's like you got content, but if you was able to take something and truly find, like, I don't know if you've done this, so my apologies in advance. You know what I'm saying? If I'm wrong on this, and feel free to, you know, check me in it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, I don't know if I remember you writing a piece. I know you. I've heard you before come with freestyles, and it just makes me wonder if you sat down one of them freestyles and wrote a piece that you could go back to. I just got a funny feeling that is OMG. Wow. That's just my thought.
I've written pieces.
My man, listen,
I do write.
Now, my next question for you. When you do your written pieces and you share them, do you ever take time? Like, do you, you could do a lot of things, my brother. I would love, love, love to have one, just to see one of your pieces. And before anything, I want to hear you deliver a piece. Matter of fact, this is the Iron Sharpens Iron show, and I think we got plenty of time. Do you have a written piece close to you?
Oh, no, I have to go. She's probably in my Facebook. No. So really, I'm one of those people. I write, but I don't. It's like I write, and I rather somebody else read my piece. Sometimes, I mean, I just write it, and just like, you know, it's been so long since I done one of my written piece. I just write and just leave it there.
Right, right. I'm a. If you don't mind, my brother, if you don't mind. Not even tonight, maybe one of the upcoming shows. You know what I'm saying? You can bring us that freestyle. Like I said, you're genius with it. But I'm just curious, okay, because there's a reason why I'm suggesting this. Like, this might be something that happens, you know, on the course for a couple shows, bro. I just think that I'm just curious of something. It's kind of like you know what I mean? I'll test a theory. You see what I'm saying? I can't even pinpoint the theory, but I just think that there's something, and I don't know if you even seem like I would have to hear you do. I would have to hear you share with me a piece that you wrote, because I would love to spit one of your pieces, brother. I would love to.
Okay.
I might not even. There might not even be something that is for me to do. I would just love to bring me a piece that you've written, something that you're kind of passionate about, and share that piece with me, if you don't mind. Maybe one of the upcoming shows, like I said, get it together. And call in and just share one of them pieces with me. You know what I'm saying? Because I just want to see something. You with me?
Yeah, I got you. I have to go ahead and open up the vote. Because when I write, it's like I know it's kind of crazy. Because when I write, it's like I just I leave it there. It's like I just write and I'm like done.
I feel you, brother. I feel you. You know what? You ain't got to go no further with that, because you're not the first person I know that's like that. You know what I'm saying? You're not. And because I know that about him, I don't even ask him to do it. But I love what he does when he brings what he does. Like, when he freestyles a poem in a sense that he pens it to paper, and then he'll spit it one time, and that instantly go in the archive, because he don't even want to get it after it's been rehearsed. Is that authentic? But he at least pens it to paper. So he actually hears it for himself twice. He hears it the first time when he writes it. Then he hears it when he shares it. He gets at least two hits on it. For brothers, I know a lot of brothers, man. A friend of mine in North Carolina, is two of them that do it. One of them that's real crazy with it. And he freestyles a poem, and it's just like a genius behind it. I don't ask him to write, but it's just a curiosity. Because, like I said, the other poet, man, he be
pending. I got written one right here.
My man, we got time. The mic belongs to you.
All right. Ooh, I haven't done this in a long time.
Hey, you
okay.
It's on my
Mr. Automatic Charismatic page. It's called Black Woman Speaks. She is the light within her strength. Life is hard, I see right now. I stand with you, Black Queen, the Black woman, my forever queen. Moving in class beyond my world, she is terrific as I display. The Black woman speaks, standing on the side of freedom. I cherish the Black woman in her stress. There she is, a lady of soul, my heart all over her. My remedy, I embrace her mind, the rhythm speak many days being with her. The love of my breath became my presence, to inhale all her qualities in her. The Black woman speaks soul sister, she is beautiful as roses on the bed. The Black woman speaks universe. She speaks beautiful. She speaks fresh air. I be there loving everything. The Black woman stands for. Mr. Automatic Coach Mac, the lyrical engine, tickets in a Moline Parkman Drive.
Ms. La Perla Negra, did you hear it?
Wow.
Did you catch it?
Wow.
Did you catch it?
I did. You know what?
You caught it, right?
I caught it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And that
mm-hmm.
was beautiful. I love anything
mm-hmm.
dedicated to the uplift
mm-hmm.
of my sisters. I really, really do. And that was completely unexpected, but it was still it was beautiful. Wow.
Brother, I'm gonna share my thoughts with you, brother. All right. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I heard when you did that piece, some of us are made to do a poem one time and do it and leave it. I'm gonna share something with you because you can take that one poem. You ain't got to really change anything about it. And you get to a level of comfort reciting that poem where you can just flow the way it was meant to be. With like you could deliver that and to something that, like you. When you go back, listen to the replay of yourself on that piece versus the first piece, and think about if you had Kate. Some people are meant to do a poem one time and keep it going. The fact that you can get through a poem like Miss La Perla Negra. What she spoke about, what she had to compose really quick. I told her when I had an hour to do a poem that I can't do it just like that. I have to walk away from it and come back to it and walk away till I get to a level that I'm comfortable with it. And I just, for some people, when they do a freestyle, they got it. But if you sat back and you flipped and you looked at this and hit a metaphor here and something, a twist here, and, you know, it's like you can build it because that's how my poems come together, and I got an ear for certain things. I got an ear for it, and I heard something in that particular poem that you did that was written and was old. You delivered it differently. It followed. It had a different march to it, and it just. I'm telling you, man, keep like do your freestyle thing. I ain't knocking that. Like you on point with that, but you have something that takes it to another level. And I'm just, man, take that one poem you got and sit back and rewind and just listen to it and just see what you come, just see what you create for yourself and definitely share that. But I heard something in that poem that kind of made me, why I wanted to test that theory. It followed a different energy. It followed a different energy.
Thank you very much.
So,
I had to open the portal on that one.
Respect for you, my man. Yeah, that's just respect, brother. So, listen, but you know the Crown Royal Lounge is open. So, go on, get you what you want, and one mic, one love to you, brother.
One love, one mic.
One mic.
It's
wow.
Automatic, charismatic. Yo, this iron sharpens iron, you know what I'm saying? So, I see hands up, I got y'all, we not on nothing. This is what the show's about. Calling in there, talking about reaching our own heights, man. Listen, it's a vibe. So we here, Miss La Perla Negra's here, and we got another hand up in the building with us. Miss La Perla Negra, who do we have stopping through?
Oh, we got a Canadian connection, my diva, Lady A.
Hey,
hey Lady
hey.
A. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron.
How are you?
How you doing? Good.
This is a great show.
Oh, respect. Thank you. Thank you for even. First of all, thank you for stopping through. Okay, if we just going to turn around and just give you. We roll out the red carpet. We're just happy that you're here. So everybody's
thank
VIP
you.
In here. So, but now, thank you for saying that. What's good with you, Queen? Talk to me.
Well, I'm interested in the topic tonight to see about the inspiration for writing, when we started writing, and what it means to you. I think it's an interesting topic. I know you were asking some questions, and I don't know if you have one for me or not, but I think that I would like to answer a few if you do have them.
I mean, let's start here. I don't think, and if I did, my apologies in advance. But I don't think I've heard or had a chance to really, you know what I'm saying, get a taste of your craft. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
I am not.
Well, you're in for a treat.
I mean, I may have, but I'm just curious to, you know, talk. Well, let's start off here. Talk to me about Black Ink, White Sheets, and what that means to you. Let me step into your world for a minute.
Well, I started writing after I experienced a tragedy in my life, and I found that writing was very cathartic. But I hid my poetry. I never showed anybody my poetry because I thought, well, first of all, that nobody would be interested in my feelings with regard to what had happened to me. But I also it was private, you know. I felt like it was, those were private emotions I was writing about. And but in any case, a friend of mine came over one time and when I was writing and asked me what I was doing. I said I was writing and read a couple of things and they were blown away and said I should be sharing it. So I took that advice and searched out some places to do that, just that, and I have been. So, but it was like 20 years I hid my poetry. I didn't share it with anybody for all that time, and over the years I've been able to find different genres that I like to write in. I have a fantasy kind of storytelling poetry that I write. I write sensual, which I love, and I write political, whatever is on my mind. Being socially aware, I write poetry with regard to that as well. So tonight, I thought that I would bring one that's different. It is a dark poetry. I write some dark poetry as well. It's based on Greek mythology. So I'm hoping that you're going to like it.
Listen, I am going to turn the mic over to you. And, you know, it's not about, I'm always going to give you my real. Like, that's
okay.
What this show is all about. I'm always going to give you my real. But I'm always
okay.
Respectful and honest. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to step out the way, let you do your thing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't here to bash and all that stuff, but I will give you my honest, okay? And the way my lovely co-host, you know what I'm saying, welcomes you on the stage makes me think that I'm in for a nice surprise. So I'm going to step out your way and let you do your thing, okay?
Thank you very much. Like I said, this is a storytelling, a dark piece about the demon Lilith in the Greek mythology, and it's called Night Monster. Laboring women. Yeah, thanks. Laboring women sense evil permeating the room. Night Monster plans to snatch the newborn babe. A sacrifice is made from newborns and their placenta, save for an amulet worn around their necks. Lilith lays in wait while humans suffer their fate. Lilith, demon of Mesopotamia class, Adam's wife before Eve, flawed according to Jewish folklore, she was her own boss, refused to be subservient. She left Adam and the garden. Not even angels could convince her to return or be pardoned. And Archangel Samuel and Lilith's progeny, demons both from hell. Incubus, a male, seeks out women in their sleep for intercourse, you see. And succubus, a female, seeks out men to do the same. Night sky, a canopy over all that's evil. Once sun sets and angels cry. Can you hear the laughter? Or see the evil grins? Hide your babies and your children, lest demons pull you in. Lilith directs this gruesome play. Her reach is long. You are her prey. She'll come to visit and she will always stay. Today, she is the symbol of women's strength and independence. She will not be oppressed. Only men who try controlling will see her demonic side. She wants equality, else get ready for a ride. Men should know who's stronger. We are patient no longer. We give birth to the human race. Perhaps you'll disappear without a trace. And peace.
My diva. La Pearl of Necklace.
My diva. You know, it's amazing. You never cease to, you never disappoint, ever. And to write about Lilith, there are so many different versions of the story about her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always intrigued with hearing whatever is written about her. And some say she is just that, a succubus. Others say that she was Adam's first wife. There are so many different stories, but I've always been intrigued with it. And I love that piece.
Thanks.
Wow. I love the dark pieces. I love the happy pieces, the love pieces, the heartbreak pieces, all of them. But you never disappoint, Diva. And that is why I am such a fan of yours. And you have this flow when you spit your pieces that it brings back, it's like can I say nostalgic? That's not the word I'm looking for, but it takes me back every time I hear your voice when you read, because you give it I can't think of the word right now. Y'all know that's unusual for me to get lost on my words, but I love the piece. I really, really do. I want to ask you, before I hand it over to the host, what inspired that piece?
It actually was a group that I was in for a little while, that they were very dark writing, and I got inspired by trying to see if I could write that way. In the end, for this, I had to have something a little bit, lighter, so that it wouldn't end in such a dark place. But it's a challenge to write something that's perhaps going against your own grain or your own way of thinking. But I like to surprise myself to see that I can do it. So to push yourself in a different direction is very creative, I think, and so that was what was inspiring for me to write this piece.
Absolutely.
And I
love my pen to be, I love my pen to be pushed as well, especially that something that is way out of my wheelhouse, that is not in my lane. To rise to that challenge and to get through it, it you find that you have that capability to do that, it makes you look at yourself a different way. It kind of makes you, straighten your back a little bit. I like that a lot.
And I think we should all push ourselves to go outside of our own box and see what we can do and challenge ourselves in different ways. And it's been a great journey for me and to learn all kinds of different things to write about. And in the end, I think there's always a, like you were saying, my cadence with reading it, there's always that similar element that's part of you that comes out in all of pieces that we write, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anonymity?
Lady A,
Yes.
I'm glad that you started off and you shared how you like to write and tell stories, because you gave me a visual, and that means you were so well on topic with it that it was a pleasure to hear, to follow, to envision. You, I don't know your work, but I will, because I truly enjoyed that.
Thank you.
I love the storytelling.
I love the way that you did that. And I didn't share a poem at all in this show. I had an intro that was something that was recorded. But you said how you wrote from a dark place, and then you proceeded after you shared your poem with us, you proceeded to talk about your beliefs versus, you know, what creative writing is. And this is about black ink, white sheets. That's what the question, the topic was about, how you approach black ink, white sheets. And as I have you on the line, I think I am going to share a piece tonight because it's way off topic, and I hope it does not offend anyone. But we do talk about the creativity of black ink, white sheets. And I just proceeded to explain that I am walking in the way that I am trying to make changes, and I am in the process of composing in different levels a gospel album. So, like I said, I hope this poem doesn't offend anyone, because I know who I am. And I say that to you because I applaud that you are comfortable enough to write from a place that may be sketchy for some people. So I will do the honor of sharing a piece just to kind of let you know that you are not alone. Keep doing what you do.
Thank you so much.
You know who you are. So as I just announced some things, I'm going to share a poem from the perspective of creative writing. And if anybody tries to judge me for it, fuck them. That's the way I feel about it. So no disrespect, but I'm true. So I'm going to snatch the mic from you for a second, if you don't mind, and offer you a seat before letting you get on down to the damn, I was about to hang out with my homies. And I'm going to share a piece that might catch a lot of people off guard. I shared it before, but if you didn't catch it, cool. And I'm going to slow it down to make sure it's heard this time. Okay?
Great.
Blasphemy.
The mic is yours.
Call blasphemy. There is something about the way she looks at me. I see the devil dancing in her eyes as she entices mine. There is something about the way her lips love to worship me, as if I have been defined as worthy. On bended knees, she prays before me, bows her head while giving me head with a lascivious tongue. She swallows my kids and calls it her sacrifice, consuming my soul as I'm quenching her thirst. Then we pray together, spitting nothing but blasphemy. She gave up her soul, calling for repentance, begged for forgiveness, worshiping my dick like idolatry, on top of me while getting off, and calls that prophecy. For 3 days and 2 nights, she felt God rising. I came again, and she called it the second coming of Christ. I went from soft to hard, back to soft, and risen again. From Good Friday to Easter Sunday, we got it in. But when she began to claim my name as her savior, I could no longer accept this type of behavior. So I spit fellatio back between her legs until her responses praised my name while she was speaking in tongues, offering confession for every transgression while we fucked during the parting of her Red Sea. I feasted upon the forbidden fruit, feeding my mouth with nothing but blasphemy. Tasting of the tsunami's rush, flooded the bed sheets while my beard with every gush. Faith purified, baptized in the blood of an angel, but I was no Gabriel. I was overcome with lust. Penetrated demons through the back doors of Sodom and Gomorrah, taking her body to church while writing dick scriptures across the forbidden walls of paradise, singing songs of Solomon in the key of poetry in a tongue that only Lucifer could understand. She hit high notes of gospel sung backwards and every climax tongue praising in tongues, possessed, persuaded by harmonizing, pounding percussion between pelvises till I took her sacrificial innocence upon the temple of my erection. Storm clouds opened in the form of perspiration. I left her body drenched. Her four moans commanded my anointing.
I was sanctified, ordained, promised the birth of a chosen child through the blessing of an immaculate ejaculation. That night, we celebrated Pentecost. Since the cost of our sin has been written, that we could never be a happy ending, for the genesis of our beginning to the exodus of our lust followed the revelation that our chemistry was nothing more than a curiosity designed to tear us apart for fornicating in the destruction of blasphemy. End quote.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Go ahead, Lady A.
Well, I, you know what? Anybody that has any knowledge of the Bible, they can scream sacrilege. They can scream, that it's irreverent. But what you've done is created in my opinion, it created a piece that makes you aware of how weak human beings are. And even though we espouse to having that spiritual awakening spiritual living, we're all human beings and can falter and fall into the abyss of lust. And I thought you depicted that very well. I thought it was really well written and food for thought. And, you know, I could see you even speaking that at a pulpit and just showing the people that we're all weak people. We're human. We're weak. And we fall prey to our own lusts and desires, whether they're good or bad. And I thought it was terrific.
You know what, Lady A, I thank you for saying that. I do. I'm gonna let Miss. I'm gonna take a step back, but thank you, Miss LaPerla Nugget. You were saying.
Okay, let me tell y'all something. Biblical. Okay, when you know someone, okay, if we're gonna get biblical, that means that you have had sex with them. Sex started all of this shit. Okay. I am not very well versed in the Bible, but if you read the Song of Solomon, it's all about sex, and it gets raunchy, but it's just in Shakespearean tongue, because I read the King James Version, okay? But it is all about sex, honey. He goes down, she goes down, he goes and swallowing, and everything takes place in there. So you're not speaking on anything new. It is just the words. It is just the words that you are using. That's it. Okay, but there are many, many different ways to phrase the act and what's taking place within the act of having sex. So I dug it. You know that's my thing. Okay, I'm one half host of the erotic love song. So it was erotic. It was nasty. It was sensual. It was a little anger in there. I loved it. I really really loved it. You know what was it called? Blasphemous ecstasy. What was it called?
No, it's called blasphemy.
I loved it. I loved it. And I've heard it before. But like I said, every time I do hear one of your pieces, again, it just gets better for me. So I loved it, you know. And if people want to take offense to it because of the terminology that you use, well, yeah, they got an issue. I got a box of tissue. But this is poetry.
Yeah.
We are creative. We are artists, okay? So you have to be open to everything, not just because you see things a certain way. So, it is what it is. It was an awesome piece, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, me too. I think it showed well the struggle between our thoughts and our emotions and every part of our being. And the sexual part of it is like Danielle said, like it's something that's been since the beginning of time. And and I think, you know, well, anyway, I digress. I could go on to a different thread from this, but I thought it was a terrific, it was really a really good piece. Food for thought,
mm-hmm.
for sure. And yeah.
Madison. I want to thank you for that. I shared that piece tonight because you and, you know, I kind of heard a little bit that you kind of, you know, you mentioned writing from a dark place before you set your piece, and then afterwards, you know, you spoke about how people perceive, and again, I am from the core of me sharing expressions through the art of art.
Uh-huh.
Things about, you know, gospel. And somewhere out there, there's a person out there that would never call into the show again, I promise. And might not speak on it, but that poem just eliminated that. And somewhere there's someone else that is just telling a couple other people about this platform right now. So,
wow.
You know, it's creative writing. It's creative. And I spoke with, you know, Brother Automatic Charismatic about boundaries. I asked a question about boundaries. And does he have any boundaries? That was my question for him. Because a person that has boundaries may never pen that a piece like that. It doesn't mean it's the core of me. Because I can write an erotica, it doesn't mean that I'm out here, I'm a no good man out here trying to just, you know, run up and everything. No, actually, I'm looking for my queen. I'm not looking for it. But when she shall present herself in the right form, I will know. And she has to never worry about anything with me, because everything we share together. Everything. And it'll be about us and God. Anybody want to ask questions? So I just say that because there is no boundary to what my pen can do. I will create art and continue to create art as long as God puts it in me to do so. So, no, I'm not going to walk in church and spit that piece. No, I'm not going to spit that for the wrong audience. But as you shared that tonight on Iron Sharpens Iron, that's what this platform is for. So I welcome you, and I thank you for coming through, Lady O.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it very much. I enjoyed it.
Definitely. Now, before you go, I do want to introduce you to something. Have you been here before? Tell me. I'm not.
Not to your show, no. But Danielle and I've called into a lot of her shows.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'm just making sure that I didn't. It was no disrespect when I said I didn't know. But welcome. And you got a friend to meet.
Thank you very much.
This is my diva. I told you was in for a treat when I seen her number. I already knew what it was.
Danielle's been really good to me, and we've had talks privately. And I've said it before. I'm bragging about you again, but she's helped me a lot to sort out a lot of different things in the last couple of years, and I appreciate it. I appreciate you very much. My diva.
Oh, you know I love you.
As we get ready to have another station identification, if Ms. LaPearl and I can get that started, I want to first of all say if Ms. LaPearl and Negra is co-signing for you, then you definitely good peoples with me, because she's a life saver. Okay, that's what she is.
A life saver.
So,
yeah, I agree.
Yes, definitely.
I think because of the creativity that we all have, I think we're more sensitive to life experiences and life issues, and things hurt us a little more deeply than maybe the next person. And, you know, she's got a level head on her and can direct you in the right path to kind of look at it from a different angle. So, yeah.
Ain't that the truth? Well, listen, we want to pause for a station identification. I know Danielle's getting that together. While we do that, that's so I can personally welcome you to the Crown Royal Lounge and escort you myself.
Thank you.
We have a drink called the Purple Light Special, as you see the purple light.
Okay.
I'm going to let you know before we step past this threshold that Vegas Rules has nothing on the Crown Royal Purple Lounge. So, whatever your list is out there, it's out there.
I'll meet you on the dance floor.
There we go. So I'm going to walk you over to the dance floor. And
thank you very
make sure
much.
That you're cool and comfortable. And then I'm going to come back. So one love, one mic to you.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
Wow. Pearl and Negra, can we get that station identification?
We absolutely can, yes.
Radio, the for real entertainment network.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, poets, poetess, and poet greatness, you are tuned into the Full Real Entertainment Network. And tonight, Epiphany Radio presents for us Iron Sharpens Iron, A Royal Pen's Perspective. I am your host, Anonymity, along with my co-host, the lovely, beautiful, and real, La Perla Negra. The call-in number for the next 13 minutes is 9527-6300. Again, 319-527-6300. You got about 13 minutes to call in. Press that one to be heard. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? Speaking of Raw Link, you haven't gotten yourself some. It brings energy, it brings healing, it brings creativity, and so much more. It's real. It ain't something sideways. It's not something out there that's for Daisy. So as I speak about Raw Link, huge shout out to our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. He's a real one, y'all. I always take time in my show to make sure we acknowledge how we even got this platform. What Epiphany Radio started off with the vision and a dream. Raw Link started off with the vision and a dream, making things happen for us on the Epiphany Radio. Sometimes we got to take tragedy and bring it into triumph. A lot of y'all don't even know what that's about, but tonight's not the night for that. Just get yourself some Raw Link. Again, why be average when you can be raw? And the Crown Royal Lounge is open. That's going to be open till 1 a.m. as we get ready to jump off into overtime in about the next 10 minutes. As you know, overtime always brings something special. You know, I got to get up for work in the morning, but we're here tonight with you. So we're going to keep this thing going. Ms. La Perla Negra, you still up with us?
I'm here.
Tonight's a whole vibe. I know it's a little different. I'm going to hear something later.
It's all good. It's all good. We are, man, listen. Some people, I'm going to reiterate back to what you were saying when you were talking about automatic, okay, about asking about boundaries. We as creatives, I don't think we have boundaries when we are in our mode for creating something, another piece, because we have to reach within ourselves. And the mind is a very, very powerful machine, and it is limitless if you allow it to be. So I don't believe in setting boundaries when it comes down to creating. So whatever you bring, whatever you write, it's a part of you reaching out. If you have boundaries, it's about going past those boundaries and not even having them set. So I love it, man, all of it. I'm here for it, all of it.
Well, we ain't slowing down no time soon. So who do we have next in the building?
Oh, man, we got us a C-Double-34 music, y'all. Hey, C-Double, welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. How are you?
Hey, La Perla Negra, how are you? And Anonymity, how are you doing?
You know, brother,
yeah.
First and foremost, I am blessed. I got to say, I am blessed. And it's been a busy 2 weeks in the art. I've been stretching my pen to another level, as you've been hearing all night, man, just trying to, you know, just get a little bit more creative for myself and see what platforms. And as I say that, I'll be linking with you, man. I might need some studio time with you. Got some things going on. Going to need a good mix down, different things like that. So in the next couple of days, keep a check in your inbox. I'm going to be reaching out if that's good with you. But as I say that, how you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, I just caught like maybe the last 45 minutes of the show, and I'm doing well. Of course, I'm going to check the playback to see what gems I can find. Because the last time I found a gem from Joe DeVerbal, which I musicalized and sampleized and all that other stuff. So let's see what I come up with.
brother, you do some work, some good work. I just respect and do this. So, you know, as we talk, we was getting in topic about Black Ink, White Sheets. You know, you somebody who brings it from a different perspective, not, well, outside of just poetry. As you know what you were saying, what you do with the samples of the different shows when you call in. And as I take time and always see it, I'm going to tell you, when I see that you got a sample of something out there, sometimes I'm in an environment that I can't just scan through. I stop, and I'll make sure I wait till I'm on a ride home or something when I can get beside, you know, behind some speakers and see what you do, you know, what you're doing. So we talk about stretching beyond things. You reaching out in ways of music. We're talking about recording. Yet you still have passion to come to the art. So respect to your vision, your dream. I don't even have to ask you the question about Black Ink White Sheets because you make it happen. So respect to you, King.
Okay. So your question would be?
Oh, no. You pretty much like, all right, so for those who don't know, when you think about Black Ink coming together with White Sheets, it's to create a dream. It's to create a vision. It's to create art. Sometimes some people do it in terms of poetry. Some people take what they have in poetry and they extend it. Sometimes, you know, there's screenplays composed behind a writer's vision. There's movies that we watch. There's even, sometimes it's not even just about in the art itself. Sometimes, you know, laws are written on Black Ink, White Sheets. You understand what I'm saying? Politics are written on Black Ink, White Sheets. So when we talk about Black Ink, White Sheets, you know, how do you, where your passion lies, that's a good way to put it. How do you incorporate Black Ink, White Sheets into where your passion lies? And is that, as I know personally, what you do with music, but how far does it extend that your vision goes currently or where your dreams are?
It just goes every day. It's what I write. It's what I breathe. It's what comes from inside of me. And you asked a question about boundaries. Here's my answer to that. I don't have boundaries. I have discipline. There's a big difference. Boundaries will hold you back. It's boundaries is your religion. Discipline, it strengthens you. It just tells you this is your character.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. if you go outside your character, you're not you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Discipline yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bring out the best to everybody else.
Now, when you, because I agree, but when you say go outside of your boundaries in a sense, if you could elaborate on that a little bit for our listeners to be able to, you know, like, for instance, Lady A, for example, she got on earlier and she was talking about, you know, writing from a place of a dark place. For some people, there's certain things that they wouldn't pen. Like I just did the blasphemy poem, which is 100% against my personal beliefs. It's just for creative writing. Penning from where the boundaries are placed at, if you will. For some people, boundaries mean something to some. That means different to others. I like that you say discipline because you have to be disciplined. I agree with you 100%. But when you say shouldn't go outside of your boundaries, if you could elaborate, because I understand the concept of that too. So if you don't mind sharing a little bit about that.
See,
about what you mean.
No, actually what I'm saying is I didn't say you don't go outside your boundaries. You do go outside your boundaries. It's the
okay.
truth, but you have to be disciplined.
Agreed.
In how you say it and how you come across with it.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Yeah, now agreed 100%, brother. Agreed 100%. You have to step outside sometimes of the things that you typically wouldn't do. I'm with you 100%. But listen, man, we 4 minutes from overtime, so you definitely going to be carrying us, if not on through, definitely close to. So I'm going to step out the way. I know you got something for us tonight. Again, another one that I just come to expect to kind of light the mic up and take off with it. So here we go.
Well, first, I want to shout out. I want to shout out Mr. Automatic Charismatic because he had me go into the vault and remix this piece that I got. So we're going to try and see how people feel about it. Really, which I really don't care, but you know, that's the outside the boundaries thing.
Okay, okay. Hey,
yeah.
Listen, I'm going to step out the way, turn the stage over to you. Here's the mic. Do what you do, King.
Thank you. This piece is called Black is Black. Black isn't a color in the spectrum. Black is a whole. Black is an ideal. Black is a social construct. Black is an identity. Black is a condition. Black is concern. Black is a conscience. Black is unconscious. Black is my coffee in the morning. Black is Pam Grier, 1973, topless on my wall. Black is the crack of Nicki Minaj's Anaconda ass. Black is the pathway to how I began my day. Black is asleep. Black is a category. Black by law is non-existent. Black is a race standing still. Black is running. Black is protesting after submitting permits to do so. Glove fist in the air. Black is saying, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Black is a program. Black is community. Black is common with no sense of unity. Black is complicated. Black is complex. Black is the prison industry complex. Black is gangsta. Black is the lead in the pencil I write with. Black is the lead pumped in the heads and hearts of innocent children. Black is a month given by a wicked system of the history of people. Black is his story and part of my own heritage. Black is accepted as CNN love. Black is Fox News embraced hate. Black is ostracized. Black is unseen. Black is where you can't see the obstacles ahead. Black is darkness. Black is without electricity, yet black is necessary. Black is my afro. Black is soul. Black is underground. Black is hidden. Black is racism. Black is pride that goes by the fall. Black is the color of the car I drive. Black is targeted. Black is a dot splash from my ink. Black is in the crosshairs. Black is acknowledged and dismissed. Black is what the U.S. corporation calls you. Black is a state of mind. Black is power. Black is 14% of this country. Black is 75% NBA and NFL. Black is the wanted vote from Dixiecrats and repugnant cats. Black is manipulated and externalized for candidates who don't do crap for you. Black is unheard voices spurting red on the asphalt canvas. Black generates a profit through edited news to cause you trauma. Black is Ella, Billy, Basie, Duke, Aretha, Marvin, Shaka, Stevie, Miles, Coltrane, Monk, Nas, KRS-One, Biggie, Pac, Nina, Gil Scott, Jill Scott, Donnie, Layla, Dwele, a part of my music. Black is the streets of exploitation. Black is what George Floyd kissed under a knee. Black is what you accepted through labels of colored Negroes with Afro and African Americans. Damn, who the hell are we? Black is that American card expressed here. But I'm hip-hop in your midst, being more than my skin tone, which is honey brown, by the way, showing content a character which shows me unlimited yet optimistic in these sounds of blackness. Hey, yo. Spit your rhyme. That's that piece.
Pearl and Negra.
Yo, C-Double. You were coming here with the blackness. I was looking through my pieces for my black is everything piece. Oh, my God. Yes, yes. Had me throw up a fist, man. That was dope. That was real dope. I can't keep up with the nostalgia, but I love it. every character you name, every show that you name in your pieces, just it takes me back. It makes me laugh. It makes me say, I love it, man. And yes, you do some astounding work with putting whether it be a piece that was spit on one of the shows you called into, or just a basic conversation that we're having. I think it's really, really awesome the way that you put the music to it and just put it out there for us. And that piece, it was amazing. I loved it. Thank you. Anonymity?
Thank you. Hey, thank you, because, you know, I'm trying to be contradictory and, you know, y'all know what I'm doing.
He does.
Yes.
While you was peace, I stood up from my chair. She's walking to my living room. I put a fist up in the air. And as you were spitting, I found myself walking around the table. Coffee table, throwing laps. And as you continued to spit, I found my head start bobbing. And then I found my fist starting to pump. And then I had to stop. And I had to look up in the sky and I mouthed WTF and started nodding my head again. I felt pounding in my chest. I think it was forming that S that they always depicted as a white man. But heroes is everything that you named, everything that was overcome, everything that risen from the ashes. Maybe it should have been a P on his chest as a phoenix, because that was powerful. And for me, that was some of the best shit I ever heard come from you. And you done came on and blazed the mic in ways that you got people mad at you. You had people... just basically not even mad at you. That's the wrong thing, but mad at the wickedness and wisdom that came through exposing the wickedness, because it wasn't wicked, but it was wicked for somebody who wanted to oppress, somebody who didn't want to hear that, somebody who was afraid of someone marching against them, not fearful. It was like the movie Malcolm X, in the scene when Denzel Washington's depiction of Malcolm X had the marching and straight up, and it brought a even those who wasn't in part of the movement followed them through, and it shook the oppressors that they had to demand justice and get the man out of jail and take him there so he could save his life. It was everything of the overcoming, and the way that you did that, I honestly don't believe that it could be done better. I truly don't, because for me, It was the best, and I heard some things from you that made me a fan of C Double. I see C Double come up on Light Up, and I want to hear what he got to say. I'm just like, what type of treat am I in? And you took a different cadence with it tonight. You didn't give me the typical C Double, and not that anything diminishes, but it did. It was a flip for me, and I love what you did with that piece, man. That was so inspiring. For me, not even inspiring to go right, but just inspiring to ask you that when you do mix something down in the days to come, that piece be one of them, because I would love to have a copy of that. And I don't even need music behind it. You should just put that out there, because that was good, brother. That was real good for me, man. That's just from the heart. I enjoyed that.
See, the thing about this anonymity is, I was watching this, I always try to get edified through YouTube. There's this cat on YouTube by the name of Dane Calloway. And his tagline is, I'm just here to make you think. That's the way I go with all the ways that I write this poetry, whether it's a love joint, whether it's a Seinfeld observation. I'm like, I'm trying to hit you with the truth that CNN and Fox ain't going to tell you. I'm trying to give you stuff that will piss you off, but it's true. And I'm trying to give you something that, hey, I know people say, hey, I'm black and all that. I'm like, look, let me tell you something. I'm love. in the midst. And when I'm love in the midst and I'm spirit in the midst, y'all can't stop that. It's okay to be black. It's okay to say you're black. But don't just be that. Be more. That's how I go by my life.
Brother, I feel you. Like, I mean, like, you're genius. I'll share some. We talk about, when we even talk about being black in a context that you share, right? We got being black is understanding being black, overcoming the oppression. It's about, because there's not, I don't want anyone to think that when you talk about being black, that means against white or against Jew or against non-black in any capacity. It's not that. It's far from that. It's just when people are, when you start to understand, for example, white privilege, and I'm telling you, the beautiful people who are white, for example, who understand white privilege are special people to me. Because they see it. It's not their fault when the oppressors try to do things. They may not understand or never experience being oppressed, but to those who stand with the oppressed is to fight against it. I remember being on my bike, man, riding down when I was riding on motorcycles, and I remember the Black Lives Movement was, like, powerful. And I remember passing past a Black Lives Movement rally, and it was not one black face, and then it was about 50 people, 50 white people out there protesting on behalf of those who are
so black. In other words, a Tom McDonald, if nobody knows who that is, he's a Eminem type rapper, Antifa type of thing. That's basically what you had.
I mean, you know, you taking Eminem, and I know the man's music. You understand what I'm saying? But, yeah, in a sense, it's almost like, I mean, I'm just talking about, like, there were people, you know, I remember back with Malcolm X movement at one point, there was a point in time when he was led to believe that the white man was the devil. And
yep.
It wasn't until he went to Mecca when he made his pilgrimage there that he seen where the blinders came off.
Mm-hmm.
And he stepped out and he started to speak against what he was led to believe based on what he saw behind love.
And you
and
know what happened.
And, mm-hmm, yeah. Of course we know the outcome of it. Of course we know the outcome of it. You know what I'm saying?
Same with Martin Luther King. When he went,
same with Martin Luther King.
Went more than just the civil rights era. He was
yep.
about to try to be president, and he was running
yep.
Republican.
Yep. I mean, you know, I look at it like what's in the heart of a man, I believe, and this is just my belief, you know, some may agree, some won't. But in the days of the promised land, that time should come, that beautiful time should come, you open up your eyes. Everybody's going to look the same. And we won't know who was black, who was white, who was Asian. All we're going to know is those who had true love in their heart, those who truly knew about repentance in their heart to love, going to turn around and see love. It's going to be a glorious day.
And see,
and
that's where I come. That's where I'm coming from. Straight
exactly.
up.
And when you speak on that, and that's why I just wanted to reiterate, because on that poem, yeah. I know when I spent time in the South, because I happen to be, although I'm black, I happen to be light-skinned enough. You know what I mean? That's just on complexion because I got a lot of dark-skinned tendencies, though. But I talk about that. I talk about that because I remember being in the South, and in certain situations, I was light enough. Great enough.
We both passed
the
paper bag test. I see. I know.
Man, listen, that's when they found out how dark skinned I really can be. See what I'm saying? So I
yeah,
say
I'm,
that
I'm sitting night down here, brother.
So I say that, man, because that was a genius piece, man. And we do got, you know, we got some callers, but as always, man, to come through in overtime and get our overtime started off and kicked off the way that you did it, to be a piece that now comes from your words to my ears, brother, touching my heart. Like, I think that's one of your best pieces, and that makes me got to go back and listen to a lot, because I know what I just said about that. But respect to your pen king, Black Ink, White Sheets, and what it's about. I respect everything that you do. And as you know, the Crown Royal Lounge is open. We are in overtime, so it's time to turn the dial up even more. The Purple Light specials, they just got a little bit crazier. So Vegas rules ain't got nothing on else. Be careful out there. Bring it righteous. Bring it to the podium. Bring it what you need. I'll be over to holler at you in a little bit. But I got to put a couple callers on here. And one love, one mic to you, King.
Peppermint Snops, one love, one mic to the both of you. Peace.
Peace. It's La Perla Negra. Did he blaze that? Didn't he just come blaze that? Ooh, did I lose it? I'm not sure.
I'm sorry. I'm talking on mute. I'm sorry. I was just talking. He came through and blazed. Yes, he did. At C-Double, I said one love, one mic. I know you didn't hear me, but I said it.
Yo, that was a play, though. That was he really did that. Like he
was.
I don't know. I mean, you know, everybody. Sometimes people have different rules of opinion, but for me, that just raised another bar in the brother. Like he came through and he gave some flame to me. I mean, that poem was powerful. That was real talk.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but we in overtime.
I'm telling you,
in overtime.
Yes, we are.
No,
I'm telling you, made me pull up my my glasses, everything too. But we do. We got more callers here.
I think I grew a little mini fro on that piece. I'm not going to hold you. I had to pick up my head. You done with the thing?
No. Yes.
I had a black leather coat on with dark sunglasses. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
In the middle of the summer. It wasn't a game. It wasn't a game.
Yo.
It wasn't a game for me. I sat in the front of the bus. You heard me? I parked my car in the front of the bus.
I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
I was chilling.
I know that's right.
But hey, look, we're going to keep this party going over top. Staying wide awake.
Right.
Who's stepping in the building with us now?
Oh, man, we got the CEO of Epiphany Radio, For Real, the Poet, Douglas. Welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. How you doing tonight?
Baby, what's going on, family?
Baby.
What's going on? What's up, y'all?
Hey,
anonymity.
What's good with you,
La Perla Negra.
Hey, hey.
What it do? What it do, y'all?
We over here having a nice little vibe, man. We've been chilling. Look, I know, and since you here, I know I owe you for a couple microphones, brother. I've been telling them, you know what I mean, past couple weeks I've been letting them know, and they just keep blazing these mics, man, and they just be, I just wanted to tell you, my bad. I'm talking to a couple brothers. Like, I got to pay a couple of the costs. Couple brothers and sisters.
Yes, okay.
I'll give you their tabs, man. Just call them. I'm already
dead. It's all right. You know, people get passionate, and people are passionate about poetry. And at this time, you know, during this day and age, man, I already take food stamps. We accept food stamps at Epiphany Radio to replace these microphones. You know.
Okay. So these mics will be paid for. Okay. Hey,
we're trying to
get all of y'all that got a tab.
Toilet paper. Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, boss man here, you got it. You know what I mean? We got to eat. Toilet paper, all that.
Yeah, we want toilet paper.
Yeah. So, but what's good with you, man? It's been a couple of weeks. I know last time you hopped on, you know, really quick. Hop back off. You know what I'm saying?
Man, everything is good, man. On this night, I love the vibe that's emanating from the Epiphany radio studio. I love that. I have to definitely see the group side because I'm at the plantation at the moment.
Okay.
You know, but all is well. All is well.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, I know you know what I mean? You handle when you handle, and you back here. So I'll ask you questions, you know what I mean? But I didn't get to hear you spit us a piece last week, so we'll get into a little discussion. But I would love to – I know you got something for us tonight. Did I catch that right?
Yeah. From the archives of For Real the Poet.
Okay. Well, listen, For Real the Poet, I'm going to step out the way now. I'm not responsible for this mic. This one already belongs to
you. So, that's the damn
thing.
You're
going
to make me pay for it.
Now, you know, I can kick you some food stamps, though. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's all love.
Okay.
Just expecting to have you here. So I'm going to step out of the way.
Thank you, my brother.
Step out of the way, my brother.
All right. This is a mashup of a couple of pieces that I've done throughout the years. This particular piece is titled Nothing Matters. Nothing matters. We get thinner as the rich get fatter. Most of us don't see the signs or know what to do. So it's easy to be led to the slaughter when you ain't got no goddamn clue. See, Daddy always told me if you want to hide something from the black man to put it in a book, once forbidden to read, the sounds of whips crackle plantation to plantation for those who dare to look. Distracted by distractions, caught up in fashion, 70-inch flat screen watching TVs. 70-inch flat screens, watches that live stream, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, selfies, Cro-Magnons and Homo sapiens in possession of all these technologies. The further we advance, the more we regress in humanities. While them creep closer, you know who they are. They've had their hands in everybody's cookie jar for centuries. Technology has taken my mind, turned the page. There'll come a time when technology won't be able to be found. We'd be like Neanderthals leaving hieroglyphics in a cave to be discovered someday. They'd be digging up my bones, perplexed about the fact that I was buried with my socks on. Till to this day, always in somebody's grave, uncovering evidence that the African was intelligent, covering up any trace of accomplishments that the Nubian race made, fossils of kings and queens, royalties, ancient DNA, bones put together in glass cases and museums and put on display. Back to the future in the cave of the past, 200 BC, ancient Nubian carving on the wall says, Whitey, kiss my ass. Present-day interest concerning our children, insignificant, starving, malnutrition, star-spangled banner hangs, wars my people fought for thee, still you hated me, hung us up from tree to tree, packed on slave ships, it's a pity, it's pitiful, yet your song says it's beautiful, but every day it's ugly for me, for us, and the God we trust, oh, say, can you see? Brought us here, now you fear me. Standing your ground in Mississippi, you used to lynch me. Florida, you found a new way to kill me. But hear ye this, what comes around goes around. That law will be bounced out of bounds once we learn the rules of the game and start standing our ground. Obscured vision, private-owned prisons, can't you see? Young bros, that every time you re-up, they re-up in the system. You're the new product stripped from your rights to vote non-citizen, killing, robbing, selling, and 8x8 awaits behind gates where you find religion. You found Allah, you found Jesus, jailhouse Christian, back in the streets, in and out of prison. Ink on your fingers, tips, numbers given, collect phone calls home to your family, and you miss them. Damn, right back in the system, son. Walk with your head up, with your mindset. You can do this shit. Don't let them see you sweat. It's not over. No regrets. Things get better, and God's not finished yet. Turn this page. Overcomer, survivor, led by the truth. Once was a liar. Live the life of heartache. Worst mistake, no faith. Loved by hate, it was all fake. The truth was found in the Bible. On my knees, the real reality, man's technology will get you far, but look how far we've come. Democrats still killing us. 2021. and we still act like Neanderthals. Look at my face. In the mirror, invisible, invisible, every crack and grave deeply traced, etched by years of unmeasurable pain. Everybody's to blame because they're not living the right way. Unkind world makes it easy to hurt other people's feelings. No wonder the rate of suicide, murder comes in tidal waves. Flooding, tsunami, killings, leading castaways. To this very day, love, I got mixed feelings. No place is safe. Can't get away. This world is like a mouthful of rotted teeth. Can't get away. Plaque spreading worldwide. Can't escape the decay. Can't get away from the decadence in the land formed by thieves, exiled. Who would believe that they would be the face of this government? Turn the page. Everybody's been infected by their decisions. Everything that they've touched, Africans, Aztecs, Mexicans, Haitians, Puerto Ricans, Asians, many, many men, they put their hands in everything, touching everything. Disinfectant is what I need, so I wash my hands and I turn the page. Turn the page on diseases of corruption that syphilis in this government. Who would believe in the peace they spoke? Spoke it with the Indians while smoking the peace pipe, smoked it all outright because they greedy. Now it's legalized getting high with the enemy. Natives of this land lost everything after signing what they called a peace treaty. Plantations full of cotton, runaways forgotten, treated like cattle. They herded them all, so proud nation. All this was theirs. Now they sit idle on some goddamn reservation. Turn the damn page. Turn the page on false prophets and teachers who pollute the truth and call themselves preachers. They're more like witch doctors. Turn that page. Turn the page to the next chapter, to the next chapter, to the next chapter. Illustrate what matters. Health insurance, education, homelessness, housing, inflation. Turn that page on fakery. Yesterday you friended me. Today you're blocking me. Rip that page out of the book and turn the goddamn page. Feel free to peruse my mind. And you? As you turn the page, you'll find things others find hard to find, a deeper understanding of why I'm here on earth and my appreciation of the arts since that first breath at birth. My interpretation of the most simple things, the unexplainable that some call strange. But as you turn the page, the obvious will show that I manifest from the arts and beautiful harvest in my soul. Turn the page. The next chapter, to the next chapter, to the next chapter. Just keep turning the page, for real.
Damn.
Bro, for real. You know, all night I've been asking Ms. La Perla Negra to speak first, but I'm going to do the honor with this one. And with all due respect, share my feedback, man. You know, I talk about Black Ink, White Sheets. Talk about the Iron Sharpens Iron show concept of the Royal Pen's perspective. We talk about the part of writing, putting pen to paper. We talk about building. We talk about sharing. We talk about expression. We talk about expanding. Then I hear you spit a piece such as this. I had a chance to enter with a cipher with you in Philly. And, man, let me just share. You do something. I remember when I was, you know, I got so many things going on. I started to think about the play, and I said, I heard you the first time. I did share this with La Perla Negra. But I remember saying, yo, my play just got a narrator. Like narrating the whole thing from beginning to end, filling in the blanks that I was having a pretty hard time filling in because of the concept of the poem, which I won't share yet. But it's a key thing. And when you do that, it's genius. I pulled from a line. You said, Florida, you found a new way to kill. I thought that was power, so powerful and genius. And, you know, as you talked about what C Double did, you said, Florida, you found a new way to kill me. It seems like, you know, some of us older take back to everything that's pronounced today, all the Black Lives Matter movement. Those of us that's a little older take it back to Rodney King. But it even went before that, because at one point they didn't have video cameras and different things. And it's just funny how we talk about iron sharpens iron. You know, you mentioned Florida. Took us back to Trayvon Martin. For a lot of us, it feels like Trayvon Martin was the beginning of the Black Lives Movement when that happened. And it's crazy because your poem wasn't even about that. And yet we talk about inspiration. So I love the way you deliver it, because when you do deliver a piece, you deliver with the way that it builds an adrenaline rush for me. And I love that shit, because I expect it, and it takes me on a roller coaster. And it got me thinking at the same damn time. So Genius Inc., once again, Genius Inc. That's the boss man, y'all, making things happen.
Hey, thank you, little bro. Thank you, little bro. Appreciate it.
Respect to you. Miss LaPerla next.
You know what? For real. You are one of the dopest poets that I know. You are a performer, an entertainer as well. And it's the way you go in on your pieces, it just completely enthralls me. I have to sit back and listen to every word that you're saying, and I'm anxious for the next line and the next line and the next line, because you put so much, you are so passionate when you spit your pieces. It's like, damn, is he right there? It doesn't matter what era you are speaking of. It's like you make it feel like you were right there at those exact moments. Even when you mentioned Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and all of them, I feel like you were right there standing next to them going through it with them. And I mean, the pieces, yo, man, and you go in. You go right in on it. You it's like I take no prisoners. Whoever gets caught up, you should have just got out the way. Yo, for real. Dope.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I heard you guys speaking or asking in your questions. I heard some responses. The whole thing fed me. The whole thing was feeding me, because I had a whole different piece that I was going to spit. But then I heard from my brother, Larry Shepherd, you know, Automatic Charismatic, and Clarence, C-Double, and they was feeding my innards, to be honest with you. I heard words of boundaries and things of that nature. The whole thing took me back to when I decided to call myself For Real the Poet. It's a long story behind that, but from the past life that I lived, I promised to keep things real. So when it comes to poetry, there is no boundaries for me. I promise myself, I tell you, that in my speech on paper, I decided to keep everything real with myself. Anything that I had and I was holding in, I decided to put on paper as therapy for me not to go back to where I came from. By holding things in and only allowing them to come out when, you know, you was pushed over the edge. You know, it's diligence. So I put it on those blank sheets of paper. I fill those blank sheets of paper with those feelings, whether it be anger, hurt, sadness, happiness, or whatever. There is no boundaries in me. And I used to just, you know, fight with myself. Should I say this? Should I say that? No, I will say it just to get it off of me and put it on that paper. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That being said, if I can, let me share this with y'all before I get off of here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is called Writing to Escape. Okay?
Okay.
Is that all right?
Oh, yeah. Nah. Bring that.
Okay. Writing to escape, to get ahead of the pain, back to the basics, pen and paper, love. I'm writing to remember, but it seems that the hands of fate was, well, That love was written in pencil, and the aches of time have erased it, so there's nothing written on these pages, loose leaves blowing in the wind. Even the lines are fading in a story that was mine, a heart that's played a hurtful trick on me. April Fool's, my love was a story written in ink, invisible, once glowing so bright even in the dark. Now there's nothing but grace pastels and clouds unmoved, made up just for this unwanted view, sightless, blinded by love. But misery, I see you. Table sits a banquet of artificial roses, plastic. I take in its fragrance. The smell of unscented perfumes litters the air. Abandoned nostrils reach out. But nothing's there. Light dimmed by circumstance and circumventing life, but I can't get around it. No matter how hard I try, I can't slip it, so I might as well deal with it. Those pitfalls that stalk like thieves in the night that move about stealing happiness. So I'll write about it. Maybe I'll keep it on file on this broken heart where I'll memorize it. Maybe I'll recite it someday, open mic, spit it, find a publisher of sad shit, write a bestseller full of brokenness and have it published, copywritten and Congress, scribbled etches and scars of bruise this heart's pages. Delicate were the fingers that plagiarized it, taking it while life was still in it, pumping, while it was still beating. Just goes to show you, if your heart isn't in it, then you'll fall out of it just like you fell in it. So I've replaced the blood with ink from arteries surgically severed by the hands of God despondently as I rewrite what was written on these blank loose leaf sheets. This story of a broken heart written, and I'm writing to get ahead of the pain. Back to the basics, pen and paper, love, writing to escape the pain. In peace.
Wow. See what I'm saying?
Yo, wow. Man, it's just there's just some things, and then there's just some things that's just genius. And I think you just took both of them and stepped it even a notch further, man. You be doing that shit. You be doing that. Like, a lot of people sit back there and you know, I guess, I mean, I don't look, man, I don't know, but there's so many layers to what you do. You know that you have, man, if I could, I don't even know if I could raise the level of respect for what you get from me. I'm a huge fan of not only your art, but your vision and your character, man, as a man, like outside of everything, just who you are, just as, man, listen, for those who don't know, this is our CEO. One of the most humble brothers you could ever meet. Wisdom. Like, real. Like, there's just put a family together and everybody just has their own personality, but it's so authentic, man. And your artwork comes nothing shy of any of that. Once again, phenomenal.
Thank you,
ink,
bro.
Your delivery, everything. Miss LaPerla never, Miss LaPerla never got me stumbling on the word. Speak on it. Speak on it.
Yo, I don't even know what to say right now because I'm in awe. Every time you spit, you said, misery, I see you. I said, damn. Yeah, I've been there. I have been there. With love and just life. I mean, you say that, you've gone through it. It means you've been in some part of it. Got stuck in it, and you recognize it now that you're out of it. You can let them know, yeah, I see you. I recognize you. That was such a dope line right there, Misery. I see you. Yo. But the whole piece,
yeah.
Phenomenal. Absolutely awesome. It was amazing. Damn.
Thank you, Ms. Billy. Thank you. Thank both of you for your words. You know, it's simple. It's just that I relive the pieces as I recite them, and I feel them. And I think everybody should feel what they want to change. It's a part of us. It's our babies. And I simply feel them. And I go through something as I'm reading them. That's why it's easy to produce the feelings that you guys feel if you feel them. You know. So, but thank you guys for doing what you do and having this platform where we can showcase those things like that. I got much love for the both of y'all and everybody under the sound of my ear, under the sound of my voice. One love, y'all.
Hey, one love, one mic.
One mic.
Man, just go on down Crown Royal Lounge, man. We be out there and, you know, take your socks off. Make sure everybody got their socks off. You know how I go. And
Yeah, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Gee,
big brother, thanks for stopping through and doing that for us. You just set it off again. Hey, but I'm gonna go on and pay that mic first and foremost. I'm gonna go on and pay for that mic.
Thank
appreciate
you,
what you think. Hey,
don't start nothing. Don't start that because he's gonna be expecting all of us to pay for. Nah.
I was gonna say that. Yeah,
hey, listen,
that's my little brother right here.
He plays the mic like he was loved not once but twice. No, and did that.
He's my favorite brother so far. Yes, yeah, that's used to be Mr. Meadows, but it's just my favorite brother right here. It was Dave before that, but David retired. Hey, look, y'all, one love. I'm going to continue to listen in from the plantation, man. I got much love for you guys. And, hey, look, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Much love, one mic. Happy Friday. Are we Saturday?
Love,
we're across the threshold if you want the East Coast. You're on the East
right?
Coast, you're on the other side. If you not, you soon to catch up depending where you at in the world. So
you
listen.
Go.
Baby. All right, peace.
Mm-hmm. One love, y'all.
One love, one mic.
Yo, he goes in.
That was yo, listen, not once but twice, right? Like
okay.
Tore it down. I mean,
okay.
I'm glad I appreciate when that happens. When you just, I appreciate when we can take time and truly, truly, truly dive into, you know, a discussion surrounding inspiration. You know, I pulled out, it was funny, I gave a little bit of feedback. I go back to that first, the first poem, I gave some feedback on the poem wasn't even about that, but how it just fed off of energy. What you were saying in the poem that you did first, you know, tonight was the first poem. The one that you did from off of what Poetic Van Meadows been prompting, you know, how you just took a line. And I'm thinking about that Florida. You found a new way to kill me, like wow, like that was so powerful. And the poem wasn't even about it. It was so many lines, and then he backed it up and came where he came, man. Listen, number five. But if I'm not mistaken, I do believe we got somebody at the door waiting to come in. And
oh man, we got my girl Gwen C. Anchored in poetry.
Idea what's happening right there. I'm tripping over here, people. If I got my neighbors, they're looking at me because I got some rhymes still open. Like, why is he bouncing his shoulders? Because Gwen C in the building. What's good, Queen? How are you?
Oh, that's funny. I am good. How are you?
Yo, I'm chilling. So, I'm great. And before we even start jumping into things, listen, I know that you love this art. I know you love this art. If I'm not mistaken, weren't you or aren't you on a slam team?
I was, yeah, for Southern Fried.
For Southern Fried, I didn't get to get down.
Yeah.
Was Bull City down here representing as well?
I do believe so. I don't know if I know anybody from the team, but yeah, there were 28 teams, I think.
Next time it comes around. Bull City Slam Team, I know who kind of, you know, helps organize and put things together, Desana Hanu. He's a very close friend of mine. He's an amazing, amazing, amazing talent. So just keep that in mind, and we'll talk about it. I know I missed it this year and things like that, but, man, it's, those are that's the family of poets that actually inspired me back in the days of, you know, being embarrassed.
Love it. What city?
What I call Bull City. That's out of Raleigh, the Raleigh-Durham area.
Okay,
also,
gotcha.
I can't even, you know, and it's also, you know, LJ down there. Get the name down there in Fayetteville. Yeah, they those are the poets that kind of turned me on to poetry, literally. I say there's a poem that that saved my life, that changed my life back in 2000, I think it was like 2012 maybe. No, it was before that, 2008-09. And it was a poem by two members of that slam team at the time. They did a collaboration piece. And it was that I remember that being the poem that actually changed my life. So, you know, always Southern Fried, a lot of talent, man. It's
love
major.
It.
Major, that's major, dope. Major. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what's good? You here with us. Welcome.
Man, it's just C-Double got me over here pressing one. I don't ever press one. I just be listening and supporting. He over here talking about the complex.
Right.
Like, oh, Lord, he's going to make me want to do a piece. Then when he said the target line, oh, my God, I loved it. And then when he talked about how power, and then he just slid that power straight up in the NBA and NFL. I was like, okay, fuck it, I'm pressing one. And then y'all put me behind for real. I think I'm going to unpress the button, okay? I don't want to be behind for real. I'll unpress the button.
I'm glad you did. I know. Oh, we got time. We got
for real,
time.
Though.
We got time. Oh, listen. That was fire. For real, listen. For real, man. Take the ride. That's all I can tell people. Get ready to take the ride.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to give you so much. You're going to give you so much in the piece. And they, and people are not going to understand when I try to prepare them. They got to strap the seat.
Uh-huh.
Bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And then we got Gwen C here.
Right?
So, you want to give me your deposit now?
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, that's funny. I'll take it over for real directly.
I'm going to step out the way. Mm-hmm. I'm going to step out the way. And as I step out the way, I'm gonna hand you this blank check. Depending on what you do to the mic or the stage, depending on how much I owe. So, with that being said, I'll talk about black ink, white sheets after your piece. And I'm gonna get out the way and let you do what you do. Mic, the long.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
This is all mine.
I predict not all my ancestors were racist. Either way, I am not their voice nor their thoughts. I be not they. I be not they. I predict lies, audacity to claim truth, make stories better. So does color, purple passion. When red and blue sides of politics finally mesh and make sense, that's power for the people. Golden years, those who raised us mustn't be taken for granted. Ensuring they're cared for instead of taken advantage of is our superpower. Be king. Little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls, or black men and black women will be able to join hands with white men and white women without others or social media's opinions, as in ignorance. Red tape be destroyed. White murderers, even if uniform blue, get convicted and sentenced, and then black lives finally do matter. Respect what I say, regardless of my complexion, I've earned it. Mean or my work are green, it's my logo because it's my favorite. Been planting seeds for a dirty 30 under the 3 dime silver. Sometimes I get too down in the weeds, but you ain't got to worry about keeping your grass cut low with me. I don't hiss. I will kill you with ink because what I write rattles. Jars, people from comfort, now they can't stand me, not knowing I bring the table to offer them a damn seat. I predict someone who remembers my poems loves the soul inside I, which wasn't intended to be mine. I predict plague isn't the disease, it's people refusing to fight it. Instead, for their precious freedoms like dining and haircuts, they riot. We be better when we give into and learn from our demons. I predict thieves need it more than I, you, or we combined. I predict black patients get treated but different. I predict like dry canal, poetry can take us to nowhere and not bring us back. Birth doesn't matter, neither does death, but my 3 biracial sons and all who look like them matter from birth to death. Even when folk try to make them feel like they don't, I predict Nike made billions off black athletes, but I'm thankful they paid Cap after he needs, because more role model activists is what the world needs, heroes and sheroes. I predict time is non-existent. Old white male poets who I don't know probably paved the way for me, yet what I spit, they might consider me spitting on their graves. I predict in this world, New York can be the most influential place. Depression keeps me thriving. Some folk love what I write, but hate it, because I'm white. For some, this poem need be read between the lines. I predict I'm going to keep my art official, even when some wish it's artificial. Some only want to see the worst and let us grow a little, then try to mold the roots, limbs, and leaves of Gwen C. poetry. But I'm a not always self-propelled machine, so negative energy moves me. And my pen be blade, self-powered, sharp, yet leaks bold like torch fire ink. I need no still or approval. Cool, keep judging and classifying me. Tatted since age 19, and until I'm Ash, I'll be Brandon G. In peace. I mean, I ain't know for real if she double or nothing, but you know.
Yeah. Miss LaPearl and Meg.
Gwen, you know what? From the very first time I saw you perform, and I think I heard you before I saw you. Or was that I saw? Either way, I was hooked. I was hooked. I mean, the people, I was like, yeah, girl, you got it. You got it. You got it. It's just, I don't care what you spit. You just got it. But you are an amazing artist. You are a dope poet, and I love your poetry, man. And you another one. You wake people up. They don't want to hear that shit, but guess what? So what?
Keep it coming
because we need it.
Because you don't mind asking, got no boundaries.
I know, and that's a good thing. That's definitely a good thing. We were talking about boundaries earlier, and yes, it's definitely a good thing. Thank you, Diva.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
How can I say this? The very first time that I heard your pen speak, you made my heart skip and my knees weak. I knew right then you were the one. Gwen fucking speak. What's good?
What?
That type of shit right there that you be doing to these microphones, right? Like, it's so many places I want to go. And I'm going to start here. So I spoke a little while back about the poem Black, the one that C-Double did. And we spoke, C-Double and I, about, you know, there's people who aren't, quote-unquote, Black. That's the oppression. The color of the skin, it can cause people not to really listen and understand that although they could be of the same complexion as those considered the oppressor and therefore not have a kind of get shunned for that. And then you got poems like this that tell little people, shut the fuck up.
Thank you.
You said you got three biracial. You got to look in their eyes and fear for them because you know that the color of their skin could potentially, just because of their color of their skin, put your kids, your loved ones, your babies in harm's way because of the color of their skin. What kind of fear is that for a mother to have to go through when she knows that the skin complexion that she has could save her three boys or because save her three children or because their skin complexion be a little bit darker or their hair be a little bit more coarse that it becomes a threat to society. And then you have to look in the mirror and wonder why people that look like you don't get it. Well, let me just assure, it's not that people that don't look like you. It's people just that just doesn't have the heart that you have. Because there are just as many people that look like you who feel what you feel. Because
right.
You have to witness it. You have to see it. You have to fear for it. I don't know how old your children are, but at some point, if they're driving a car, you have to worry about them getting pulled over.
My 19-year-old just got his car, and I am panicking, okay? He's only had it since August 1st.
So let me help you out on how to, on how, if it's not being done, how to talk to your son. Tell him not to raise his voice. Tell him not to make not to make sudden moves. Tell him to address the officers, yes, sir, mm-hmm. and everything else. Tell him not to get upset or get himself caught up in his feelings, because ultimately the goal is to drive away.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Tell him to put his hands on the dashboard and make no sudden movements, because the reaching for the phone can be mistaken, or the reaching for
insurance, driver's license.
Yep. Okay.
That's right.
So I wanted to start there. And then let's talk about the power in your shit, because then you stand back there and you the ones that can sit back when you got, you know, when you look at your sons and they get ready to go through it, you know, you can snatch them back, pull them back there, step on front stage and then speak that shit.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Thank you.
Guess who got your back? My dog. Guess who got your back? All you got to do is call. I ain't too far. I get around. Ain't about nothing. And I ain't got no damn sense sometimes. Okay, I'm going to keep it real with you. I got your back, and I'm standing for your son, too. That's what I'm going to do.
Appreciate
just
that.
Like you got, just like you got the back of those that's, that they are trying to oppress, we got your back, too.
Absolutely.
Because
I appreciate
there's plenty
that.
Of you just like that that needs that, needs to know that. We're not divided behind racial lines because of racial lines. We're going to stand against ignorance and oppression.
Okay.
And we're going to use our words. We're going to use our pens. We're going to use every gift that we got to make sure that we rise, because the reason why it's gifted is because it's God-given. When things are God-given, it can't be taken. And anything that the enemy tries to oppress, when we don't want to be oppressed, we overcome hurdles. The only reason why they're there is to overcome. And your poems do that for me. So that's why the very first time that I heard your pen speak, you made my heart skip and my knees weak. I knew right then you were the one. You feel me? That was dope. I love it.
I love the song. Thank you. I appreciate that. No one's ever sung to me before. I appreciate that.
Now, that was dope for me. And I don't even sing. I was just talking about that. I'm horrible. Yo, that was dope ink. So, yo, what you do with black ink, white sheets is you blend it well with an understanding and a voice that's powerful. So thank you for that.
Appreciate that.
Man, I love when you get a chance to come through. I love it, love it, love it. So we're going to get ready to escort you on over to the Crown Royal Lounge. Is there anything specific that you like to sip on tonight?
No, I'm pretty boring. I'm gonna drink water.
Hey, water's good.
It's good for
water
you. That's about it.
Absolutely.
Well, listen.
I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Y'all have a great night. I really enjoyed y'all's show.
Man, listen, we appreciate
having
you.
Thank you for coming to
like you did. Wow. Now, one love, one mic for you.
One love, one mic.
Miss LaPerla next.
Wow.
What a way to end the show. Yo.
That was fire. That was fire. The whole concept of the show tonight, it was a vibe tonight. I didn't know where we were going. You knew that. And it just came organic. And I'm grateful for everybody that came through. I mean, got to make sure to, you know, just shout each individual person that called in tonight, listened in, tuned in, shared. I want to thank you all for stopping through. It was definitely my pleasure to be here. Behold, with my co-host once again. It just doesn't even feel right without her. And for those that don't know, I mean, she's on two shows throughout the week. She's calling in supporting shows. Her pen does not stop. And then she still has time to find time to call in and make sure she got time to co-host with me. Yo, that's what I call being blessed. She didn't have to. And it's not just me, the epiphany. She's just true to form, true to heart. Everybody that speaks to her says the same thing. So co-host, once again this evening, I thank you. This show would not be the same without you and your energy and your dedication. So you're just being genuine. I love you. Thank you. Once again, magic happens.
Thank you. I love you too. And I mean, I enjoy it. I love riding shotgun with you, like I said. I love engaging the people. You know, poetry is my passion, as I always say. You want to get to know me, write your story across my heart. I love it. And this show is awesome. It's amazing. I had no idea. This was total surprise, you know, when they first brought you in. Kind of thought they was going to bring you in as well, but I wasn't exactly sure. But I'm glad they did. They made an excellent choice. I think you're a great person. You have one of the biggest hearts, I swear. And you just, man, you're a natural at hosting. And I look forward to co-hosting with you anytime. So thank you.
Listen, thank you. And as we get ready to close out, we got about 3 minutes left. I see we have more callers that's on the line from when we first came in. So a song that was written and recorded by me, was our intro. Tonight we're going to actually add it as an outro for anyone who didn't hear it. You know, it cut off. It's only a 2-minute track. So I want to say one love, one mic to you, and see you all in 2 weeks. Ms. La Perla Negra, you want to close us out with that track?
One love, one mic. Please. Gotcha.
One love, one mic.
No longer protected by her chest, as she's been introduced to lust in the rawest form. The covers of her book have been removed, exposing the sanctity of her pages. Her seal has been broken through the promise of an everlasting relationship, manipulated through the art of penmanship, engulfed by the finesse of wordplay. She's stimulated by verbal foreplay as she exposes her nakedness, allowing my pen to violate. I masturbate my tool upon her like a virgin defiled, for her purity has been demoralized by my touch. Sought through blasphemous intentions and fueled by lustful thoughts, I desecrated her untouched beauty with the indulgence of my unique stroke. Stimulated by the sensation of ejaculating black ink all over her unblemished white sheets, I realized her page belonged to me, so I continued my release as she welcomed my erotic thoughts and passionate expression by giving birth to my signature, I am anonymity.